Hello, everybody. It's another beautiful day to be listening to The Power Hour. This is Alex Newman. I am guest hosting for my friend Daniel Brigman. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is a beautiful day that the Lord has made. And so for the first hour, I'm just going to talk to you, unless you happen to be listening to this live and you want to call in with your comments, complaints, opinions, questions, whatever it is. That number, if you are one of the ones listening live, is 844-769-2944. I know most of the people listening to this will not be hearing it live. It'll be broadcasting later in the day and even tomorrow on AM, FM stations, but or by podcast. But if you are listening live, feel free to call in. So who am I and why are you listening to me? Well, I'll give you just a little bit of a background, mostly just so you know who you're listening to. I'm Alex Newman. I am a journalist most of the time, also an author, an educator, a consultant, an evangelist, and I wear way too many hats. Makes me look ridiculous. Don't wear any of them particularly well. And no, I don't have COVID. But we got a lot to talk about today, folks. In the first hour, I'll just be going through some of the news, some of what I've been writing about, some of what's on my mind. In the second hour, we will have my friend Christian Gomez on with us. He is an incredible young man. He's an analyst. He forgot more about communism in the last week than I learned in the last 10 years. And just a very smart young man. So we'll have him on. He is a research associate or director with the John Birch Society. He writes for the New American Magazine. Does a whole bunch of fun stuff. So we'll be talking about all that. First, I want to go through some of the stuff that I've got posted on my own personal website, guys. That's at libertysentinel.org. We've had a couple of really wild stories that I think are worth sharing with you guys. Obviously, we live in incredible times. What was that ancient Chinese curse? May you live in interesting times. Boy, to call this interesting would be really an understatement, but I think it's also an exciting time to be alive, guys. And so much is going on in the news. You guys have probably seen the fake news that the polls show Biden has 100% support and Trump has negative 47% support. How that can happen, I don't know. But obviously it's a fraud. I was in Sebring, Florida yesterday. Admittedly, it's a rural conservative farming area, but they had a Trump rally, a Trump caravan. They brought together, I think, 327 vehicles total for the Trump caravan. Then the Biden supporters had tried to have one, and they got a grand total of 5 cars, 1 pickup truck, and 1 motorcycle. But don't worry, Biden is going to win in a landslide. Have you guys seen those pictures of his rallies? Like, you've got like 12 people there and they're sitting in little circles painted on the floor, and probably at least half of them are staffers. And the other guys are like confused, like, what are we doing here? And then Trump shows up someplace. He showed up not too far from me, and tens of thousands of people flock there to celebrate. And it's going to be an interesting election. One of the things we'll talk about today is the color revolution that the totalitarians have planned. It's literally the same totalitarian color revolutionists who have overthrown multiple foreign governments all over the world, especially in Eastern Europe. Let's start with education news, guys. That's one of my passions. I've written books on education. And the reason I focus so much on education, and Daniel knows this, most of the time when I come on his program is to talk about education. It's because education is the one that transcends everything else, right? You're worried about your gun rights? You should be. But the reason you should be worried about your gun rights is not because totalitarians would just magically be able to confiscate all your guns. It's because they're brainwashing our children to hate guns, right? You're worried about your free speech. Well, the reason we need to be concerned about our free speech is because they're brainwashing the children to believe that free speech is bad, okay? That's why we need to be worried about our free speech. You're worried about our Constitution. You're worried about our country. You're worried about your church. You're worried about your family. The reason why we have all of these massive threats facing our society, facing our liberties, facing our civilization, is because the totalitarians are brainwashing our children, folks. It's that simple. The Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation came out with a poll last year. They said that 70% of my idiot generation, so-called millennials, are self-proclaimed socialists. They're going to be voting for socialists in the future. Folks, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out where this is going. All right. Give it 20 years and these millennial wackadoodles will be the CEOs and the state legislators and the governors and the congressmen and the senators. And what do you think's going to happen then, folks? Again, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure out where this is all heading. So some of the headlines I've got, these are up at freedomproject.com. I've got a blog there called The Newman Report, where I focus in on the so-called education system. And I think it's a misnomer at this point to call it an education system. This is my latest one. Now, San Diego schools abolish racist grades. Seriously. And I'm serious. They've decided that they're going to abolish racist grades, guys. The San Diego Unified School District has determined that grades are racist because apparently people with some skin tones weren't doing as well as people with other skin tones. And the only possible explanation is systemic racism and white supremacy and oppression. How do we know? Because Angela Davis, the head of the Communist Party USA back in the day, determined that that was the case. And that's the report that they handed to all these lunatics on the San Diego Unified School District Board. They voted unanimously after reading this document. And it literally had a big giant quote from Angela Davis right on the cover. And so under the new grading school system, where grades will no longer be racist, they have determined that you can no longer take into account whether the kids come to school, whether they hand in their homework, whether they have knowledge, whether they have skills. All of those things are officially off limits, guys. Whether you have knowledge is now not relevant to your grade. Whether you come to school is not relevant to your grade. In fact, if you do come to school, you're probably guilty of white privilege, and so you're going to get a bad grade. Okay. Now the grades will come from students' quote-unquote progress toward mastery of standards. And that, of course, will be determined by the subjective opinion of the teachers, as long as they don't take into account things like student behavior, attendance, turning in work on time, actually coming to school, et cetera, et cetera. And they say, and I'm quoting this new policy here, guys, you can find it online, they say that academic grades shall not be influenced by behavior or factors that directly measure students' knowledge and skills in the content area. Okay, so when we're doing science, you cannot actually measure students' knowledge about science. Not that they're teaching any science in these government indoctrination centers anyways, right? Under the next generation pseudoscience standards brought to you by the same lunatics who brought you Common Core, you would spend 12 years in a government indoctrination center and you would never hear the term scientific method. That's a little weird. When I was a kid, scientific method was pretty important, right? But I guess if you teach kids the scientific method, they might start asking questions about, hey, did we use the scientific method to show that the evolution hypothesis was correct? Well, the scientific method requires observation. Has anybody observed evolution in action? What about global warming? The idea that CO2 is a dangerous, toxic pollution that's going to kill us all unless we let the UN tax and regulate the gas we exhale. Has anybody observed this? Has anybody died from CO2 poisoning? Has anybody observed the Earth getting warmer as a result of CO2? And the answer, of course, to all those questions is no. Therefore, this is not science. This is a new religion. This is a cult. And you can't brainwash children to believe in your cult if you teach them objective standards for figuring out whether something makes sense, okay? So we can't teach them the scientific method. Speaking of objectivity, that leads me right into another article I did recently for Freedom Project. True story, guys. This school in Virginia got caught teaching this absolutely insane curriculum, and they have decreed that objectivity is evidence of white supremacy. True story. So I looked up the definition of objectivity in the dictionary, and here it is. Let me read it to you guys. Objectivity is defined in the dictionary as lack of judgment, bias, or prejudice. So if you don't have bias or prejudice, you're a white supremacist. Okay, and if you're scratching your head and thinking that's the most idiotic thing I ever heard, join the club. Okay, but unfortunately, the people we are dealing with, they have not been trained in logic. They have not been trained in history, facts, reasoning, critical thinking, math. Math is racist now, too. I don't know if you guys knew that. Everything is racist. True story. But that's where this is heading, folks. And as I said earlier with my friend Dr. Duke, there is no exit ramp here, guys. Anybody thinking, all right, well, you know, soon enough these crazies will burn themselves out and we'll get back to living normal life. Don't bank on it, guys. Get ready for the new normal, as the COVID totalitarians have been telling us. Right. So also, white supremacy is perfectionism and individualism. That's weird. You know, I'm pretty sure I lived in Africa. I lived in Latin America. I know lots of Africans. I know lots of Hispanics. In fact, I've been to Asia many times. I know lots of Asians. And I think they would be pretty offended by the idea that individualism or perfectionism is a characteristic of white supremacy. Again, we are dealing with wackadoodles. And in fact, plenty of non-European descent individuals have called this out. A writer born in India, a very prominent writer, her name is Azra Nomani. She said that this is political corruption at its most lethal for the soul of our kids. Okay. An Iranian columnist who now lives in Australia pointed out that this is actually racist. Okay. Ironically, she says this type of anti-racism indoctrination is alarmingly racist and ignorant. And of course it is, right? Of course it is. Unbelievable, guys. The lunacy that has taken over. It's like, you know, the cliche about, we're in the asylum and the lunatics have taken over. Guys, it's not a hypothetical in the future anymore. We are living it. Okay. In other education news, the President of France, Mr. Emmanuel Macron, total globalist, and that's an interesting name. He is following in the footsteps of National Socialist leader Adolf Hitler, who became the first world leader to ban homeschooling, to make it a crime for parents to educate their children. He has determined that we must not allow the French parents to educate their own children. Okay, and I warned many years ago that the globalists were inviting large numbers of Muslims from the Middle East, from North Africa, into Western countries for the purpose of stealing everybody's freedom. Okay, and how did I know? Because it was so obvious, guys. They bombed Libya to smithereens. They bombed Syria to smithereens. They bombed Iraq to smithereens. They bombed the Ivory Coast to smithereens. They bombed Afghanistan to smithereens. And then they said, oh, that's a nice pile of ruins you have there. Wouldn't you like to come to Europe or America or Canada? And guess what, guys? We'll give you free health care and free housing and free food. Right? What kind of idiot wouldn't want to go, right? So this was a deliberate move, guys. And I warned many, many years ago that they were going to use this mass Islamic influx to declare war on our freedom. And this latest example from France is a perfect example. Okay, you have the French president saying, and I quote, school is the Republican melting pot. It's what makes it possible for us to protect our children in a complete way from any religious sign from religion. It is truly the heart of the space of secularism, and it is this place where we form consciences so that children become free, rational citizens, able to choose their own life. The school is therefore our collective treasure. Oh, it sounds so soothing, right? What he's saying, you know, the implication is that they're talking about Muslims, right? Well, we don't want those Muslims homeschooling their kids. They might teach their kids jihad or something. Oh my goodness, can't have that. And so now all Christians must also hand over their children to the government for mandatory brainwashing starting at age 3, beginning in 2021. And don't think that you can escape into a Christian school, folks. They've made that clear, too. Mr. Macron, the globalist, whose wife is, I believe, was it 16 years older than him? True story. He used to be his teacher. No wonder he likes school so much. He also said that they are going to come after the private schools as well. It's not okay that all these private schools are just not teaching the government's propaganda. We need to bring them all together under the banner of globalist indoctrination. Okay, that's where it's all going, folks. And I think we talked about this last week when I was guest hosting. There is some good news amid this COVID insanity. The number of homeschool families has officially doubled. Okay, doubled. All right, guys, the number of homeschool families has doubled since the start of the pandemic. That's according to a Gallup poll. Talk about burying the lead. They buried it way down deep into their findings. And what they found, this is just incredible news, guys, absolutely incredible news. You know, the globalists thought, hey, we're going to steal everybody's freedom using this COVID insanity. And they're doing a pretty good job of it, but there are some silver linings. And this is one of them, right, guys? In 2019, Gallup did a survey. They talked to families with school-aged children. And what they found was that only 5% of these families had their children at home doing homeschooling. Well, thank you, COVID pandemic. That number in 2020, the latest figures, these were released in August again, show that now 10% of American children are being homeschooled. Excuse me, 10% of American families are homeschooling their children. Now, we know that homeschool families typically have more children. God said children are a blessing. He said, be fruitful and multiply. And I think Christians are overrepresented among homeschoolers. And so odds are probably significantly more than 10% of American school-aged children are now being homeschooled. And even better news, guys, the number of children being brainwashed in government indoctrination centers posing as schools went from 83% in 2019 to 75%. In 2020. Okay. Only 3 out of 4 children are now being brainwashed in government schools. Thank you, COVID. Now, that's still too many, right? If we vote on things, they're still going to outnumber us by a pretty significant margin. But be encouraged, folks. I tell people homeschoolers are running circles around the victims of government schools. They could take on 10 government school victims with half their brain tied behind their back and still run circles around them. So there is hope, guys. And if you're a Christian like me, you know that our hope is not in this world. Our hope is not in a political leader. Our hope is not in homeschooling. Our hope is in the Lord. That's where it needs to be, right? God says, do not put your hope in man. Put your hope in God. That's where our hope belongs, folks. Don't count on a political candidate to save you. Politics can't save you, nor can homeschooling save your children. By the way, I put that out as a caveat because, you know, homeschooling is important. You need to educate your children properly, and you know the government's not doing that, but homeschooling is not going to save your children, guys. God saves your children, okay? Now, in other news, I want to go over to libertysentinel.org. That's my personal website. I've had this since I was in college. We started off as the Liberty Sentinel, a print newspaper that was really fun. It was awesome. Sorry, guys, I'm drinking my coffee, too, but I've got some great headlines, a lot of exclusive stuff that you won't find anywhere else. That's libertysentinel.org. I am the founder, editor-in-chief, chief bottle washer, and the photo model for the website. Just kidding, right? But I do most of everything. I've got some friends who help me out. My friend Sean Jackson, who is just an incredible man. Great joy to be around. He and I are doing the Unraveling the Narrative radio show. Great, great guy. If you haven't been listening, I encourage you to tune in. And he is my managing editor at Liberty Sentinel, always putting up great stuff there. He is just a great, great guy. Wonderful, wonderful guy. So I'm honored to be working with him. And we've got a lot of people who we're working with who are just wonderful. Now, some of my latest articles, guys, we've got an article that I posted today from Mark Sunwall. He is a philosopher, an absolute genius. And what he said, you know, there's a lot of libertarians out there who are like, well, I don't want to vote because I don't believe in voting. I don't believe in government. And so I don't want to give my consent to the system. And so I'm just not going to vote. And you know what? If you live in Utah, if you live in Oklahoma, if you live in Idaho, if you live in Kansas, I don't care. Okay. If you live in Florida, if you live in Texas, if you live in any state that is a battleground, you ought to very carefully consider that. Because as Mark Sunwall explains here, guys, this is not a normal election. Okay. This is not just about deciding who is going to be the chief executive officer of the United States government, who is going to be the commander in chief of the U.S. military in times of war. This is about the future of the social order. This is about the future of our civilization, folks. There are two clear choices. There are no perfect candidates. We live in a fallen world. But we have two clear visions that are very clearly at odds with each other. One vision, brought to you by Sleepy Joe Biden, is we need a new world order. If you want to know what it looks like, imagine, to quote Eric Blair, also known as George Orwell, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. Okay? These people want a new world order that looks a lot like communist China, and they now say it openly. On the other side, we have a boisterous, very exciting, very interesting candidate named Donald Trump, who, you know, for all his flaws, and I disagree with him on plenty of things. You know what? I'll be honest. I do. But he loves America. He supports religious liberty. he at least claims to be a Christian, and I can't judge the man's heart. That's between him and God. But he has defended unborn babies. Right? If we can't agree that we shouldn't slaughter unborn babies, I'm sorry, guys, but, you know, man, that's rough. Okay, so Donald Trump has stood firmly on the side of unborn children. I wish he would be even firmer, but he is certainly the most firm in my lifetime, and that is good. He also stands for self-government. He stands for preserving our Constitution. He stands for preserving America as it exists. And so, guys, the election's clear. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I think it should be pretty obvious. Okay, another article that I just put up on my website last night, guys. This is from my friend Julio Severo. He is a Brazilian evangelist. I admire this guy to no end. He actually walks the walk. He was persecuted in his home country of Brazil, and I used to live in Brazil. And it's true. For a long time, the communists were running things, okay? A lot of people don't realize Brazil was completely under the control of the communists for years. And then along comes this crazy guy, Jair Bolsonaro, the tropical Trump, and puts an end to all of it. Counter-revolution going on. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. But before Jair Bolsonaro took over, the totalitarians ran Julio Severo out of the country. They persecuted him to the point where he had to leave. They wanted to forcibly vaccinate his children. They wanted to silence him on LGBT issues. As a Christian, he believes what God has said about everything. And so he spoke out on some of those issues. In fact, he published a book on the LGBT agenda and how they intend to smash the family and smash the church if they could. We know the the gates of hell shall not prevail against God's people. But they certainly will try. And so Julio Severo had to flee Brazil, and he at least was able to post on Facebook. But then the totalitarians at Facebook came after him again. They actually put him in Facebook jail for not taking down a post where all he did was quote the Bible. Guys, he literally quoted the Bible. All he did was quote the Bible. He just quoted a Bible verse. No image, no commentary, just a Bible verse. I'd say that you go to Facebook jail. Okay. Now he's been officially removed from Facebook. So when we get back from this break, we got to pay the bills, folks. I will tell you more. I'm Alex Newman. I'm guest hosting for my friend Daniel Brickman. You are listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned, guys. We've got so much more to come, and we'll talk in just a moment.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
All right, everybody, this is Alex Newman. You are listening to the Power Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am, of course, guest hosting for my friend Daniel Brigman. And needless to say, he might not necessarily agree with everything I have to say. So I'm just giving you my opinion for what it's worth. Thanks again for joining us today, folks. It's an honor to spend a couple hours with you. There is just so much going on. Actually, right now, today, we've got the tech totalitarians in Congress testifying before the Senate. And, man, I have so much to say about these tech totalitarians. They are a bunch of, in my opinion, totalitarians. Okay. And, you know, one of the things they're talking about is the Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. This basically exempts them from liability for what people post on there under the guise of, you know, trying to differentiate between a publisher, like a newspaper, and if a newspaper publishes something that's false, they're held liable because that person was libeled or that person was slandered or whatever it is. The tech totalitarians don't have to deal with that because they're like, hey, this is just a platform for people to say things, right? We're like phone companies. We can't control what people say on the phone. We just provide the system so that people can say it. Well, the tech totalitarians have rapidly moved away from that. I think they're committing fraud personally. You know, it's like a hamburger shop. You know, you say you set up a hamburger shop and you put up a big sign that says selling hamburgers here. And then you come in and you buy a hamburger and you think, oh yes, I can't wait to take a nice bite of this big delicious hamburger. And you bite into it and there's a rat inside. You're like, ew, I didn't sign up to buy a rat. I didn't want to take a bite out of a rat. What's going on here? Say, oh, no. Well, you know, we are immune from liability and we have free speech. So we can call a rat a hamburger if we want. Right? That's exactly what the tech totalitarians have done. They presented themselves, in the case of the social media companies, as platforms. Oh, we're just here so you can connect and communicate with other people, right? We're just here to help you communicate and facilitate that. That was a lie, folks. It was a lie from the very beginning. It was a lie from the pit of hell. They had no intention of just simply facilitating communication. The goal was always to spy on you, to manipulate you, to censor you, and to determine what you can and can't say and see and hear and read. Okay, that was the goal all along, folks. In the case of Google, they presented themselves as just a search engine. Oh, we're just going to help you find what you're looking for. Oh, that'd be nice if it were true, but it's not. Right? You do a Google search, and it's like taking a bite into a rat when you thought you were eating a hamburger. You're not getting legitimate, honest search results. You're getting manipulated, biased search results to point you in the direction that the lunatic tyrants running Google want you to go. So they'll, during the 2020 election, they want you to think Biden is a nice guy. They want to hide the fact that his son is a criminal. And I want to share some of that later today. We've got so much evidence. Now, in fact, I've seen some of the videos that came off of Hunter Biden's laptop. This is not just a sex scandal. This is not just a pedophilia scandal, which is, you know, one of the worst crimes you can commit. This is not just a corruption scandal. This is not just looting the American people. This is a national security threat, folks. And yet the tech totalitarians, Twitter and Facebook, have determined that they know better than us and we can't talk about it. Okay? Who do they think they are? Who do they think they are? And Google is, of course, trying to bury all that. And adding insult to injury, folks, is the fact that these companies get massive amounts of taxpayer money, and they've been getting massive amounts of taxpayer money from the beginning. Let's talk about Google for a minute, right? Google got early funding, even back when those two tyrants were working in their garage, from DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Okay, that is an agency of the Department of Defense, and they were funding Google, and yet Google doesn't respect your free speech. In fact, they'd rather collaborate with the mass murdering dictatorship in China than they would with the U.S. Constitution's protections for free speech. And I say this as a victim of Google and YouTube censorship, but I would say the same thing even if it wasn't me they were censoring. Okay, it is completely inappropriate to take taxpayer money to defraud the American people, to lie to the American people. And don't forget, guys, every time you search for something in Google, they're storing that, they're data mining that, they're sharing it with the intelligence agencies, the government, whoever they want to. They're building psychological profiles on you. Guys, they're tracking everything you do, okay? And if you have one of those dumb phones, I call them dumb phones, they're really smart phones is what they call them, in your pocket, you're helping them out, folks. If you have an Android, if you have an iPhone, I don't care what it is, they're tracking you, they're selling your data. And this is not what we signed up for, folks. This is a fraud. And yet, do you really think these people in Congress are going to do something about it? No, they won't. Right? No, they won't. Don't depend on Congress to save you guys. Start voting with your feet. Quit using Google. Okay. DuckDuckGo.com is excellent. It's not perfect, but it's excellent. They don't track you, and you get much better search results. You actually find what you're looking for. Imagine that, right? YouTube is an absolute disgrace. Now, you guys probably heard the CEO of YouTube, Susan Wojcicki, on CNN, the fakest of all the fake news networks, saying, oh, yeah, we're going to censor and remove anything that goes against the recommendations of the World Health Organization. I call it the Wuhan Health Organization. Now, of course, we know the World Health Organization is a puppet of communist China, the most murderous regime on the planet. The guy running it, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, was on the Politburo of the ethno-Marxist terrorist group, the Tigray People's Liberation Army, that wanted to exterminate the Amhara people in Ethiopia. Nice guy, right? What were his qualifications? Well, he's a bootlicker for the Communist Party of China. And so, yeah, put the guy in charge, right? That's great. And now these lunatics, these totalitarians, these terrorists, these mass murderers and gangsters are the ones who get to decide what you can say and what you can see on YouTube. Okay? Guys, move away from YouTube. Okay? There's a lot of great alternatives out there. Brighteon, I just set up an account there. Liberty Sentinel, BitChute, you'll find it there. We've got the New American videos. We're now putting them in other places as well. We're now starting to host them on our own website. Guys, there's so many different places that you can go. There's band.video. There's, you know, all kinds of platforms, guys. And for social media, too, quit using Facebook. Right. Quit using Twitter. I mean, if you have to post there from time to time just to mess with them, fine. But we should start all migrating over, guys, to Parler, to Gab, to you know, the various Patriot networks that are coming around. What, the liberals are going to argue with themselves? Okay, let them do that, right? And let them do it without our money, without our eyeballs, without our data. There's absolutely no reason why we should continue supporting these tech tyrants. Same thing with Amazon. Amazon has now started brazenly censoring everybody. They just took down a book last week from a friend of mine, Perloff, right? All he did was call out the COVID lies. And we'll call out the COVID lies here today if we have time before we go to the next break. We've got Christian Gomez coming up. By the way, guys, you're listening. If you just tuned in to the Power Hour, I'm Alex Newman, guest hosting for Daniel Brigman. I do a lot of different things. I'm a senior editor at the New American Magazine. I'm a contributor to the Epic Times. I'm the founder and chief bottle washer at Liberty Sentinel, and I do all kinds of other stuff too. I'm also the executive director of Public School Exit. If you've got children in public school, guys, head over to publicschoolexit.com right now, and before the day is over, get your children out of the brainwash camps. Guys, I can't recommend it highly enough. Get your children out of the brainwash camps. Anyways, back to Amazon. There's a lot of good alternatives, guys. Don't give Amazon your money if you can avoid it, right? Lots of great alternatives out there. Christian books, if you're looking for books, right? There's a lot of other book providers. Mom and pop shops, if there's a bookshop in your town, use that, guys. Jeff Bezos is a tyrant. Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Compost, one of the worst offenders when it comes to fake news, as Donald Trump, our president, called these criminals. They're enemies of the people. And, you know, that's normally not language that I would support. But, man, if you haven't realized that the fake media are enemies of the people, I'm afraid you're just not paying attention, guys. And I would add into that bunch the tech tyrants, right? If you go over to Google News, you can't even find the New American Magazine anymore, right? Why not? Because it's not in accordance with the totalitarian views of the tech tyrants. So hopefully we'll get some answers from Congress, but don't hold your breath, guys. Unfortunately, Congress is almost as useless as the tech totalitarians, and maybe even more tyrannical than the tech totalitarians. And before the break, we were talking about my friend Julio Severo. We just posted his article up at libertysentinel.org, and that is Facebook response to Christian conservatism, censorship, and account termination. So go check out that article, guys. They removed my friend. They said this cannot be appealed. This is an abomination. Okay, you cannot be a Christian and conservative and post your views on Facebook anymore without the tech tyrants silencing you. Okay, a couple other headlines, recent headlines from libertysentinel.org. Guys, I've got CNN and New York Times backed sex harasser for key U.S. media posts, right? So they're all opposed to sexual harassment until they're not. Okay, there's this guy called Frank LaRue, and he's a Guatemalan, and he was a senior official at the UN Ministry of Education. They call it UNESCO, the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. It is an absolute abomination. It's been run by communists and totalitarians from the beginning. That's why Ronald Reagan got us out, and that is why Trump got us out yet again. It's still run by tyrants and totalitarians. And Frank LaRue was one of the leaders there. Until these sex scandals got too much. So they tried to put him on paid leave so he could, you know, just keep collecting paychecks from the taxpayers of the world and just, you know, hopefully keep his head low. Well, the scandal got too big. They finally had to fire him. And then everybody just suddenly forgot. So now he gets to be the new chairman of the board of Fundamedios, which is a globalist fake organization supposedly protecting freedom of expression, monitoring aggressions and risks faced by journalists, and upholding alleged human rights in Latin America. Okay, baloney. Okay, you just got as a chairman a sex harasser. Okay, and who supported this? None others than the New York Slimes and the Communist News Network, CNN, of course. So go check out that article, guys. This is information that was sent to me by a very interesting individual who has a lot of experience in multilateral diplomacy. I'll leave it at that because I don't want my friend to get in trouble. Another interesting one, guys. If you have ever wanted to know about the deep state, I just published a new book about the deep state. It's called Deep State, Invisible Government Behind the Scenes. It is not yet out online except at shopjbs.org. But It will be out online soon enough. And I just gave a talk that I posted on my website. I gave this talk at the Fairview Baptist Church in Oklahoma, in Edmond, Oklahoma, just outside of Oklahoma City. At a wonderful, wonderful church. It's run by my good friend, Pastor Paul Blair, and his co-pastor, Pastor Dan Fisher. These guys are amazing. These are men of God who absolutely love liberty. And guess what, folks? God is the author of liberty. Any pastor who doesn't love liberty doesn't love the Lord, right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Okay? Even in the Old Testament, proclaim liberty throughout the land. Okay, that's what it says on our Liberty Bell. Is a quote from the Old Testament. God is the author of liberty. So if your pastor doesn't love liberty, and by that I mean true liberty, right? I don't mean murdering babies. I don't mean the liberty to burn down people's cities and smash windows and torch cars and murder policemen. That's not the kind of liberty I'm talking about. I'm talking about true liberty. Liberty to worship God. Liberty to speak freely without fear of reprisal. Liberty to start a business. Liberty to raise my family. Liberty to educate my children, right? Those are the liberties that God talks about, right? God is the one who said, thou shalt not murder. He's the one who gave me a right to life. God is the one who said, thou shalt not steal. He's the one who gave me a right to my property. So if you're interested in the deep state, if you want to know who these criminals are, go over to libertysentinel.org, scroll down just a little bit. It's called Deep State Exposed, the Diabolical Cabal's War on U.S., United States. I also go into the war on God, the war on humanity, the war on our Constitution, and the war on you. It's not a long talk. It's a little over an hour. You can check that out. You can also get a lot of that information in my new book, if you are so inclined. There's so much to talk about. Pope Francis is covering for the fake Catholic Joe Biden. Interesting. We talked about that last time I was guest hosting this wonderful show. By the way, you're tuning into the Power Hour. If you're just joining us, I'm Alex Newman, guest hosting for Daniel Brigman. And last week we interviewed Frank De Varona. His resume is like 18 pages long. We didn't have time to go through it all. The guy is amazing. And he's a practicing Catholic. Okay. He's a true faithful Catholic. And, what he was talking about was just incredible. So the Marxist Pope has really gone overboard. Now he's endorsing homosexuality. Now he is doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And he is now covering for the fake Catholic Joe Biden because a lot of Catholic pastors and bishops. And in fact, we just interviewed one at the New American, Father Altman, talking about how Joe Biden is not a Catholic. Folks, you cannot be a Catholic and also support killing babies. You just can't do it. You just can't do it, folks. You cannot do it. Not allowed. It's against Catholic teaching. Okay. And yet Joe Biden wants to murder lots and lots of babies. He's not a true Catholic. Guys, we have got a caller on the line. It is my friend Sean Jackson. He and I co-host the Globalist Report, Unraveling the Narrative. So we'll bring him on. He helps me edit libertysentinel.org, and he's got a few articles up there. We'll talk about unmasking the totalitarians with truth. Okay. I went through some of the stuff going on with COVID. Sean, are you with us?
I am on the line, Alex. Thank you for taking the call again.
Hey, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for calling in, brother. It's great to have you with us. So we've got a little less than 10 minutes before we go to break. Brother, what's on your mind? Tell us. You've got a couple new articles posted at libertysentinel.org, and one of them was big tech censorship, not a topic at the Trump-Biden debate. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but we were talking about the tech totalitarians were dragged into Congress so that the Democrats could ask them, why aren't you censoring more stuff? But what are your thoughts on what's been going on with the tech tyrants?
Well, you know, that's kind of how I got into this whole thing. That's kind of what brought me into having the radio show and getting into this. It was a disappointment to me that it just seems like the big elephant in the room that nobody's talking about. I mean, in every revolution ever, the first thing they do is they take away your ability to speak and debate. And I've gone on other radio shows for Liberty Sentinel, and obviously, we do our own thing, but at the same time, technology right now, these companies have gotten so big, and you're not seeing them get broken up, and they're silencing everyday Americans that have actual opinions and things I find valuable, and you cannot find them anymore. And this is something that the federal government should be looking at, removing their immunity, making them follow the same rules that we have to follow at Liberty Sentinel, allowing them to get sued if they're going to be a publisher or if they're a platform, making them a platform. But the fact that it's not brought up kind of makes me concerned, because it's like they're working for these people. They're working for the people that would like to silence us. Everybody has the same ideology, and that ideology is we all have to have the opinions of our masters, or that's what it seems like to the rest of us.
Yep, it's true. And, you know, Trump actually signed an executive order dealing with this, and I thought it was a good start, but we need to go much further. You know, we're at the point now where these tech tyrants are literally censoring the president of the United States. Facebook took down his post where he said that the seasonal flu is more dangerous than the fake coronavirus hysteria. And he's right. And yet now the elected president of the United States, elected by we the people to serve as the chief executive officer of our government, is not allowed to communicate with his own constituents, with the people who wanted to hear what he had to say. It's absolute madness. And removing their protections would be a really, really good start. I agree with you. Now, we've got a whole bunch of articles up here on LibertySentinel.org in the last few minutes that we have left, brother. One that I wanted to talk about is the socialist head of the UN Human Rights Abomination, a.k.a. the Human Rights Council. They just elected, we talked about this last time, I guess, hosted this show last week. They just added communist China, communist Cuba, the regime in Venezuela. They all get to be on the Human Rights Council. And we've got this other communist. Her name is Michelle Bachelet, and she is quite a piece of work. And I got documents that were leaked to me by somebody in Chile. These are court documents saying that Michelle Bachelet is not only a communist, and we knew that, she not only was engaged in corruption, okay, communist network across Latin America called the Foro de Sao Paulo was funneling money that they were stealing from Brazilian taxpayers. These communist totalitarians were robbing Brazilian taxpayers and funneling that money into the revolution in Chile. Just a couple of days ago, they voted to reverse their constitution. It was actually a wonderful constitution. It was brought in by Pinochet, who, of course, overthrew the communist leader of that nation with the full support of Chile's parliament. And so this lady, Michelle Bachelet, when the communists were overthrown in Chile, fled to East Germany, a mass murdering communist dictatorship, where she supposedly got a medical degree, and yet it's not a medical degree. According to this lawsuit, it is a fraud. She's not a real doctor. She's holding herself out to be a doctor, and yet she's not really one. She was also engaged in all this corruption. What can you tell us about the United Nations, brother, and all these scandals that are just constantly swirling around this club of dictators and mass murderers and gangsters?
Well, the weird thing about the UN is, I mean, number one is, like, it's easy to do journalism and see what's coming in the future if you just follow the UN. For whatever reason, everything they decide to implement somehow gets pushed down, even to America, where we allegedly created the UN as a means of creating peace. However, now they're the ones that seem like they're in control, and they have an obvious ideology. And when you look into each individual member, it's very troubling because they all kind of have the same ideology of either communism or totalitarianism. It's not a surprise when you find out that they don't really have these credentials. And not only that, the credentials that they have are not very hard to get. So what I'm trying to understand, I guess, in this whole political nonsense of the UN and the Council on Foreign Relations and these people that make power, I mean, decisions over our lives on a daily basis. Like, what gives them the authority to do that? Who has elected them to make these kinds of decisions in a sovereign nation or over other sovereign nations? Like, at what point in time did we decide that that was a good idea? And I get the whole World War II argument. There's no war since then. But at the same time, they all have this authoritarian, dictatorial ideology that's very terrifying, and it's starting to spread everywhere. It almost seems like there's one or two countries that are holdouts, and those countries right now are being demolished economically.
Yep. Yep, you're right. It's called the Dictators Club for a reason. Most of these crooks up there were not elected, at least not in fair elections, and yet they're now calling this the Parliament of Humanity. And so we just had the 75th birthday of this abomination. called, I call it the United Abominations.
Yeah, it
and
was.
We just had the, we just celebrated the 75th birthday. And you know, I thought it would have been a perfect time to burn a UN flag. And I hope lots of people enjoyed the festivities. We are almost out of time, brother, but tell us, where to find you, where to find, Unraveling the Narrative, and anything else you want to leave us with before we head into the break.
Yeah, please just go to libertysentinel.org. I mean, you can find all of the work there. We're uploading everything to Podbean right now. You can find that under UTN for Unraveling the Narrative. And on YouTube, you can find it under Unraveling the Narrative. But most of the stuff at libertysentinel.org. We always do it live. We post the talks me and Alex do weekly every single Tuesday. By Wednesday, it's already up on the site. So if you want more of that, just check it out there. And if you have anything to add, please email all of us. It's kind of open source, and we just want to get the truth out to people despite all the censorship.
Yep. Amen. Well, thank you, Brother Sean, for all that you do. And I look forward to talking to you soon. All right, folks, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to The Power Hour. I'm guest hosting for my friend Daniel Brigman, who is, as you guys know, because you're listening to this show, absolutely amazing. So thank you for tuning in. We have got a whole nother hour of amazingness planned for you. We have Christian Gomez, who will be joining us for the second hour. Now, Christian is a friend of mine. I get to hang out with him from time to time when I go up to Wisconsin. He is extremely knowledgeable in a variety of areas, including the way that the globalists are using these pseudo free trade agreements to enslave our nation, to surrender our sovereignty. He's very, very up to speed on what is going on with the communist movement in the United States. Just an all-around great guy. He's a contributor to the New American Magazine, where I serve as senior editor. He's also a research project manager for the John Birch Society, which, if you don't know the John Birch Society, there's a reason the globalists don't want you to know about the John Birch Society. So, folks, we will be back after these short messages. Please stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829.
support small businesses, and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.